coming up.
And that is the first time that I have ever been violated and assaulted, and my constitution rights taken from me.
That was uncalled for. What they'd done to me that night was I was being tased and beaten with a baton while being beat in the head.
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime. On Sunday, a video surfaced online showing three law enforcement officers in Arkansas beating a man while he's pinned to the ground.
The incident was captured on video just hours ago outside the Country Express in Mulberry, Arkansas.
Violent weekend arrest in northern Arkansas is making national headlines tonight.
Millions have seen this disturbing video of a police officer and two sheriff's deputies in Crawford County allegedly using excessive force on 27-year-old Randall Worcester.
Three officers are suspended tonight after a bystander caught them on camera beating a man at a Crawford County gas station. We're going to show you some of that video because it's an important part of the investigation. We want to warn you, it is disturbing and graphic.
As the incident is being investigated, attorneys for the man being beaten in the footage have now come forward with new allegations against one of the officers.
The video capturing that violent arrest in Crawford County is bringing to light new allegations of police brutality.
Today, the lawyer representing Randall Worcester, the man getting arrested in that video, came forward with two new clients, both claiming abusive force against one of the officers captured in the video.
Sarah Horbakowitz joins us from KTHV in Little Rock, Arkansas, where she's been looking into this video and these new allegations. Sarah, let's start with the video. What exactly does it show?
So the Sunday that it happened, our digital team had flagged this video going viral across social media. And as soon as my producer and I looked at it, my gut reaction was, oh my God, because you can see it's a beating. You know, we were describing how should we describe this on air, but truly it's three cops on top of one guy, kneeling him, grabbing his hair and putting his head into the concrete. And it's really jarring. It's really, we weren't sure how much to air that first night. We even just showed a screenshot on the air and put the full video online because we weren't sure how exactly the best way to showcase this would be because it is so graphic, because it is so hard to watch. But at the end of the day, we also knew that this video was the reason this story was happening. The only reason, and even the sheriff of the Crawford County Police Department said, or the sheriff's office said, you know, he probably wouldn't have known this even happened if it wasn't for this video. So we started incorporating the video more into our stories, reporting on everything going on after this. How does something like this get escalated this far? How does this happen? Why does this happen? And how does this conflict with training?
At around 10:40 this morning, cell phone video caught two officers beating who we now know is 27-year-old Randall Worcester of South Carolina. Worcester was transported to a local hospital where he was treated and then taken into custody for second-degree battery, resisting arrest, and a string of other charges.
You're right. The video is incredibly disturbing. I first saw it while I was scrolling through social media. Some of our listeners may have seen it by now. What have you been able to learn about the circumstances that led up to this happening and that led up to this bystander pulling out a phone to record what they were witnessing?
Right. So we are getting lots of new information on this all of the time as different people come forward with different parts of the story. And so what we're seeing is the timeline right now from a few different parties is essentially that Randall Worcester is accused of threatening a gas station employee. And the statement from that employee was also shared, kind of saying that Randall had threatened a gas station employee to cut her face off and spit on her, some other threatening things. So police arrived to the scene and it really escalated from there. That in-between moment is kind of vague because you're talking to two different parties. And right now you're actually not, we're no longer talking directly to the people involved. We're talking to attorneys for those people. And so everything, the more that people are lawyering up right now, it gets a little harder to dig through what actually happened there.
When pressed about the video circulating on social media showing two deputies from Crawford County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Jim DeMonte says every aspect of what he saw was concerning.
He noted the incident is being investigated as a criminal act and is being referred to Arkansas State Police. DeMonte said his department doesn't have any body cams, and the only other footage from Sunday's incident came from a Mulberry Police dash cam. That footage, he says, is also with ASP for their investigation. At the root of what happened Sunday, many are questioning the department's use of force policy. DeMonte says deputies can use whatever force necessary to gain control of a person who is violently attacking or resisting arrest. At the press conference, Sheriff DeMonte was asked how the social media video portrays his department as a whole. Here's what he had to say.
We've got bad apples in every profession in this country, everywhere, every job. And sometimes it does, people do slip by, and it does take time to weed them out, unfortunately. But they will be punished for what they did if they are found to be in violation of any rights, laws, or anything like that.
So, Sarah, this happened in Crawford County, Arkansas. Where exactly is that in relation to where your station's at in Little Rock?
Crawford County is west of where we are right now, and we actually have a sister station, KFSM, that is very close to there, or much closer than we are. It's a little over 2 hours from us. So while it's hard maybe for us to get a reporter there and back each day, we were working very closely with our sister station. I was working with a reporter, Michael Wilson, who had been physically at these press conferences that maybe I couldn't be at. So we were kind of doing a lot of teamwork, calling back and forth, constant communication, where I would make some calls, you know, things I could do from Little Rock while he was in a press conference so that we could kind of combine our information, send scripts back and forth to make sure that we did get this full story, both on the ground and through phone calls, through connections, trying to get as much information as we could.
As you laid out, there are three law enforcement officers shown in the footage. They've since been identified. Who are these three officers? And what has the response been from the departments that they work for, the local sheriff's office and the local police department?
Yeah, the three officers have been identified as Crawford County deputies Levi White and Zach Taylor, as well as a Mulberry police officer, Thel Riddle. The one that new accusations are coming forward against is Deputy Levi White. So the reaction we've seen from attorneys on both the side of the person who was getting arrested, Randall Worcester, and the officers has been different. Whereas the attorneys from Randall Worcester are kind of gathering all of their facts right now. Recently, they came forward with two new people with accusations against Levi White of past excessive force arrests.
You know, we've been contacted now by a scary amount of people. Several. Pictures. And it's the same, you know, Deputy Levi White.
One client, Tammy Nelson, claims she has a history with Crawford County deputies handling her civil matters appropriately. But when Officer White came to her house last week, she says he arrested her with extreme force and never read out her rights.
And that is the first time that I have ever been violated and assaulted, and my constitution was taken from me.
She took a video of the arrest where you can briefly see White's face before the phone falls to the ground.
Ow, you're breaking my wrist.
Then give me your arm.
Another client, Teddy Wallace, claims White brutally beat him during an arrest in July on a call for domestic battery. Wallace's attorney releasing these photos today, claiming to be from after the incident. Meanwhile, Deputy White's incident report says that while resisting arrest, Wallace was tased and hit multiple times by officers.
That was uncalled for. What they'd done to me that night was I was being tased and beaten with a baton while being beat in the head.
The response from the sheriff's department was they had a press conference, and that was their initial response, was going over all of that. But kind of once lawyers started to get involved, I spoke with the sheriff myself, and he said his lawyers had advised him not to answer any more questions. He said he wasn't sure on a timeline for all these investigations, but he did hope they ended soon. And then also legal that is representing the two Crawford County deputies, Levi White and Zach Taylor. I spoke with their legal representation, and they told me, the legal representation told me that they're actually not too concerned about the new allegations coming out, and even expected. They said they expected some new allegations to come out of the woodwork, or people to come out of the woodwork for this. Right now, a commonality from, it seems, almost all parties involved is that they want to see the dash cam footage from the Mulberry police officer's car. There's also some talk now of Was there, not a body cam involved?
This afternoon, there are growing calls for the dash cam video from the Mulberry police officer's car to be released. We first told you yesterday morning that the decision is up to the Crawford County Prosecutor's Office, which says they're not making it public right now. Officials previously said that no body camera video of Sunday's beating exists. But on Tuesday, an attorney representing Randall Worcester said one of the officers may have been wearing a body cam. Their attorney says everything should be released in order to tell the full story.
We believe that even if you take what the deputy said, that doesn't substantiate the amount of force being applied to Randall when he is on the ground, not resisting the officers. No amount of force, that amount of force for what he's facing at that moment isn't justified or substantiated.
The attorney representing the two Crawford County deputies is also calling for the Mulberry Police dash cam video to be released, saying it'll support the deputies' claims that their actions were justified.
So people are still kind of combing over those details. But the one thing that we do know for sure and why this video has sparked, I believe, such a reaction is because there's not much you can say about that video. You see the officers, you see their actions and their use of force, and you see Randall Worcester on the ground. We don't know for sure. There's no video of what happened prior to that. Maybe in that dash cam. But right now, all we know for sure is that we saw a video of officers beating a man who was being arrested in a very excessive way.
Sarah, I want to go back to something you said, that a lot of these details are hard to pin down, but the one thing that we know for certain is what we can see clearly with our own eyes on that video. And again, as you laid out, what we see is a man face down on the pavement, being punched in the head repeatedly, being kneed repeatedly. And at one point, one of the officers picks the man's head up by his hair and slams his face into the pavement. Whatever led up to this, if there was a struggle, by the time this is being recorded, you can see clearly that it's no longer a struggle, it's a beating.
Right. There's no other words for that video other than what was going on there. What could, at a gas station like that, elicit that kind of a response? And in the days that followed, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson actually held a press conference where he spoke on the matter, and state police also spoke on the matter. And both of them agreed that this is not in their training.
First of all, that is reprehensible conduct in which a suspect is beat in that fashion. We saw a glimpse of that. It is under investigation. We don't have all of the details, and certainly that suspect had a history of concern that was legitimate for the officers. But what that response was not consistent with the training that they receive as certified officers with the Arkansas Law Enforcement Training Academy.
And when I asked them, would anything change with police training in Arkansas? Would any sort of additional restrictions be made, regulations? They said that training has already been strengthened after George Floyd's death. And this actually doesn't have to do with the amount of training so much as officers are people. So they said this is, you can train people all you want, but it comes down to the individual officers.
The governor went on to say the suspect, Worcester, had a history of concern that was legitimate for the officers, but the conduct was not something that can be condoned.
How is this incident now being investigated? Which agencies are responsible for investigating something like this in Arkansas?
There are a lot of different investigations going on right now. The Crawford County Sheriff's Department is doing an internal investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Arkansas is doing an investigation. The Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division is doing an investigation. And the FBI is doing an investigation. So there's a lot of eyes on this. And I think that's largely because of how far this video spread and how excessive that force appears in this video. I do think an interesting part of all of this is when I was looking through my reporting last week, I was looking at court documents, trying to see which charges were filed for different events. And right now, based on my team and I looking through documents, the only person that's actually being charged with a crime is Randall Worcester. So we are waiting on a lot more information to come in. And while everyone does seem to have legal representation right now, I'm curious to see what comes next, what legal action is going to come next.
As you mentioned, you're constantly learning new information about this story. Our listeners can follow all of your continuing coverage at kthv.com. Sarah Horbakowitz with KTHV in Little Rock. Thanks for sharing this story.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. We're right here with a new one every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So make sure you're subscribed to or following the show wherever it is you're listening right now. If you're looking for something else to listen to, I encourage you to check out Vault Studio's newest podcast. It's called Intent, the Tex MacIver Case. The first episode comes out on August 22nd. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.